Welcome to the Love-O Show podcast. Conversations with outstanding human beings whose love has been inspired and transformed by Osho. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Sugit. Sugit took sannyas in 1984 and is one of the editors of the Sannyas Wiki project, a sort of online encyclopedia about Osho. I'm so happy to have Sugit on the show and I hope you enjoy it. Sugit, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Swaram. Nice to be talking with you.
Great, the pleasure is all mine. So, to start, tell us a little bit about how you came across Osho.
All right. Well, I was studying biology. I was a student and I was very, very active in all kind of environmental action groups. My aim was to save the earth from all the pollution. But then more and more, I was seriously doubting if this would be the solution to just work in a political way. So at one point, I consciously decided I have to do something else and I really have to look into myself, what would be the way to change myself instead of trying to change the world. Then I came into contact with all kinds of, there was a group, it was called Co-Counseling. There, for the first time, I heard about meditation. I didn't know anything about meditation. I had absolutely no idea about spirituality or anything. But I was at that time very interested in philosophy and being a scientist. I was, of course, very interested in analytical philosophy. Anyway, it was clear that science wasn't everything. Science has brought lots and lots of good things, but it's also very limited. So when I was in this co-counseling group, someone played an audio tape of an Indian man. He was called Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. It was like a thunderbolt. This man was saying everything that I was somehow intuitively feeling. Every word he said, I felt that this is the real thing. So that was my meeting with Osho.
You mentioned that you studied biology and you have this scientific background, and also you were interested in philosophy. So many times I've heard people saying that Osho has a scientific approach to meditation. What is the contribution of Osho to the science of meditation?
Well, for Osho, meditation is really research into yourself in a very personal way. In this manner, it is scientific because you have to research into yourself and find what's there. The whole approach of Osho is stand on the hill and watch without any preconceived ideas. And this very simple idea is in fact so revolutionary. I mean, to have something that I would certainly call religion, and a religion that consists of really researching into yourself, looking without preconceived ideas at anything that comes up, anything that happens, anything that you hear outside, see in yourself. It is so simple. And it is at the same time revolutionary. We have to keep looking in a scientific way. And this is the relation with scientific, I think.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like you're saying, you know, the scientific part is the observation. Normally science is observing the environment, nature, the objective reality, and forgets about the inner reality. So Osho is trying to shift our focus to the inner world. And in fact, I think that's beautiful to clarify, because also there is so much now interest in terms of scientific research on the effect of meditation. But the way I see it, all this research is simply looking at the body as a physiology and biology, what happens in the brain while we meditate. Yeah, it's interesting, but that's not meditation. It's not what Osho and all the mystics...
And the focus is often how to become more efficient.
It's the same Western scientific approach that wants to analyze the object. In that case, it's the brain, but it's not looking at the actual mind and consciousness. So thanks for bringing that up. So I know that you live in Amsterdam, and in the past you helped set up a meditation center there. And also, I'm aware that currently there is at least one meditation center in Amsterdam. So I'm curious to hear, how do you see Osho lovers and sannyasin today compared to the days when you were leading Osho meditations?
Yes, well, there certainly is a difference in the fact that Osho was there till 1990, and this was, of course, a big part of the focus. It made, in a way, it made things very easy, because we, in an old-fashioned way, we could group around this man, Osho, and feel attached to him, and in the same way, feel attached to each other and the fellow lovers of Osho. And now it's different, of course, because now we have to do it all out of our own toes and hair and in between. We need to find the truth in ourselves and also act according to the truth in ourselves. And there's no excuse for having a big daddy around, so to speak. There's one real center at the moment in Amsterdam, Mevlana Commune, and they're meditating every day. They're doing the evening meditation every day. You can do dynamic every day. I think they also have Kundalini daily or a few days a week. So that's absolutely great. They have a beautiful room for that. And they also attract young people, young sannyasins. They really feel strong. I mean, in this the whole thing with the Wild Wild Country, which was big on Dutch TV also, they came out and they spoke to all kinds of TV stations, radio stations, these young sannyasins. So it was absolutely great. And then next to that, there are, let's say, there are little groups of old-timers who are regularly meeting, who are meditating together in several places, actually, in Amsterdam. And, well, as I said, Holland is a small country, and there are also several other meditation places, like Bajit in Amsterdam, and there in Groningen there is a meditation center. And of course, on the coast, the U University is a big meditation center.
Okay, well, it sounds like Holland is alive in terms of the sannyas scene, and there are lots of things going on, especially in Amsterdam. And it's beautiful to hear that it's not just the old sannyasins, but it sounds like the new sannyasins are running the show, especially in the center that you described before.
Yes.
And they were very vocal about Wild Wild Country, which I think, you know, did a great job in terms of bringing the tensions back to Osho. And then, you know, there are different point of views, and it's great that the new sannyasins can take part in the conversation.
Yeah, and absolutely.
So, and is it like a residential place where people can also stay overnight?
Yeah, also people live there, and for the meditations people go there.
And it's so also kind of catered to people who have professions, and perhaps, you know, they go for dynamic in the morning before going to work, or in the evening after that. Is that how it works?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, that's what we need, and that's what we were trying to do in London. It was one of our dreams to have a fully functional meditation center in London. We tried in different ways, and then, you know, we left. So hopefully someone else will...
You personally, you mean?
Yes, Chetan and myself, you know, we were organizing quite a lot. We were quite active, but we never managed to create a proper center. Okay, so let's move and talk about a very exciting and beautiful project you are involved in. I believe that since 2011 you have been working on the Sannyas Wiki project.
Yes.
Sannyas Wiki is a platform for information about Osho, which is possibly the most complete compilation of resources for sannyasins and Osho lovers. Can you tell us more about this project? Can you describe more in details what it is and what's your role in this project?
The Sannyas Wiki was started by Swami Rudra. He's a German living in Australia. He had a sannyas website for sannyas, for sannyasins to communicate. But then more and more he began to make this into a real Wikipedia documenting all Osho's books. Around that time, there was another website. It was called Osho Radio. This was made in Amsterdam. We were looking for music, for sannyas music, because for the radio we wanted to play this beautiful Osho music. So the music that has been made around Osho, which is really exhilarating, beautiful music. And then it turned out that there was actually a German guy who had all his he had audio tapes, and all his audio tapes got stolen. And then he decided, okay, I'm going to digitize everything, all the music that that I can find. And actually, he made the first collection of Osho music in a digital way. And he did that very nicely. And so we connected with him, and we were going to use that for Osho Radio. But then I thought, well, I mean, we should share this with everyone. So then by chance, I stumbled upon this sanyas.wiki. And I talked to Rudra, and we decided to publish all this music on that website. So if you're looking for the music around Osho, you can go to sanyas.wiki and you click on music, and you will find all the music that's ever been made around Osho. And yeah, that was really, really beautiful. We finished that in about 1.5 years, I think. I've been busy with it. Also, at that point, we met Swami Sarlo, who also had a website about Osho music, and we integrated that with the sanyas.wiki. Well, after that, I'm a nerdy kind of guy, so I really like to have everything in a nice and systematic way. So I started working on the books also, because I have a beautiful book collection of the first editions of Osho's books. And I've always been really excited about it. And it's so beautiful to read in these books, to feel these books. And so we try to make very nice pictures of them, scans of them, and present them. So also the books of Osho are pretty complete on the wiki. By the way, if I may take a little step on the side, there's something I want to say, because this was also a big thing for me personally, to see what an incredible genius Osho is. Because back in 1984, I had just heard some audio tapes of this man talking. But then very slowly, I came to realize that this man was talking every day, and not once, but sometimes two times a day. And he would be talking in a way that, I mean, what they have done is they have simply typed out what he said and made a book of it. And it's really a beautiful book. I mean, which person, if I compare that to me talking in a and stumbling while I'm talking, this man is so incredibly relaxed and so incredibly together. It's out of this world how he's talking. And I mean, if you look at a, if you listen to an audio or you listen to a video, he never once says he's simply talking on and on in a completely relaxed way. So this is so, I mean, everybody can see that there is something very special about this guy. So this picture that Osho is talking every day for so many years, because, of course, he started in the end of the 60s, where he would be talking to thousands and thousands of Indian people, and then settled in Bombay and later in Pune. And he was talking on and on and on. The sheer vastness of his work is so incredible. And the subjects that he's been talking is so incredible that this really deserves that we make an overview and a complete timeline what he has been doing.
I totally agree with you. One of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is also to give a space and create a platform to show Osho's genius. I think Osho is a genius. Not many people appreciate that, as you said, he was giving spontaneous talk. And every single word is a pearl of wisdom. And there is nothing superficial in 30 plus years and hours and hours of discourses. So I'd like to highlight that. And I'm so grateful that you are compiling of this, and you are on the same wavelength, and the spirit that is behind Sanyas Wiki is to just show that this man was absolutely extraordinary.
Yes, absolutely. So what you on the Sanyas Wiki, what you also can see is that there is a timeline where you can see from day to day, every day, what he has been talking about. And now very recently, what we have finished is for every event that he was involved in, so a discourse or an interview or a letter that he's been writing, every of those events has a separate page on the Wikipedia. And what we hope is that, well, for one thing, is that people can see what this man Osho has been doing and what his work has been and still is. But also, it is a kind of infrastructure where people who have memories of these days can simply add their information. Because, I mean, a Wikipedia is for sharing knowledge. So this would be a call for sannyasins who have knowledge about Osho's work from in the first hand to share their memories and add them to the Wikipedia.
That's very beautiful, and I totally support what you're doing, and I love it. So yeah, everyone who is listening, I invite everyone to visit the page sannyas.wiki.com and have a look. And so how can people contribute if they get excited and they want to get involved?
One little correction, it's sannyas.wiki and nothing else.
Okay, apologies.
No, behind, it's just sannyas.wiki.
Sannyas.wiki. Okay, so how can people get involved?
Well, if you see anything that's where you, any page where you would like to add anything, just write us an email. You can find our email address anywhere on the website. Just write us an email and say, hey, I remember this and that. That's very relevant for Osho's work. Or you see a mistake that we made, maybe, because we also do mistakes. Or if you really want to make a big contribution, we can. It's very simple to learn to edit in the wiki. It's exactly the same as the big Wikipedia. It's the same software, so it's really open software and very easy to write. So come along and see what you can do.
Okay, wonderful. So, in addition to the Sannyas Wiki project, which I'm sure takes a lot of time, it's something quite big, because I guess if anyone contributes, then on your end, you will have to do some background checks, right?
Of course. The thing about Wiki is that we want to present facts. All the facts should be verified. So in one way or another, we should be able to verify.
Okay, fantastic. So thank you so much for clarifying and talking about this project, which I think it's absolutely valuable and it's a real resource. So do you have space and time for any other project on the side? So what are you up to and what are you working on in addition to Sannyas Wiki?
For the last 3 years, I've been only working on this, because we had to make these event pages, and there was a huge project. And now I will need to do other things, because I need to make money, and I'm going to not going to work so much in the future on it again. But one thing that's very important is that trying to connect to other people to share their memories, and this is a very important thing. This is our chance to share Osho. Imagine that if we would know all these facts about Jesus or about Buddha, what an incredible gift that would be. If you would be able to read about these people in this way. So I really think that now is the time for every person that has been directly around Osho to share his memories.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think part of the reason why I'm doing this podcast is exactly that, you know, to give space and collect information and share love for Osho and also get some real facts together. So that's great. So we are heading towards the end of the show, and I've got three final questions for you. So the first one is, what's your morning routine? How does your morning look like in the first couple of hours of your day?
Actually, since a few months, I made a great discovery that being very regular is a great help. I get up at 6:05 and I start meditating, just sitting silently at 6:30 until 7. And just this half hour of sitting silently every day, exactly on the same time, is really magic. Because no matter what happens, I always sit there and it shows me so much about myself. And it's only taking half an hour. So that's really great. And after that, I make breakfast for my beloved. Then I'm working at home usually, and I'm running is my my way of moving my body. So that's my day.
The second question is, what's your favorite meditation and why?
What I'm doing most at the moment is just sitting silently and looking inside. But no doubt my favorite meditation is dynamic meditation. I mean, this is really, again, a genius meditation. I mean, if I'm speaking now to somebody who's never done it and somebody who is willing to do dynamic, I can guarantee him that he will be transformed. It's so amazing. I know nobody who isn't deeply touched by doing this meditation. My experience was incredible silence after doing dynamic meditation. Really things that I've never seen in myself, I saw after dynamic meditation. So do it.
Okay. So the last question is, you lead the OSH experiment. You were one of the pioneers in this movement of creating a new man, Zorba the Buddha. What does it mean to you personally to be with Osho today in 2019?
I mean, it's, how shall I say that? I mean, it's a big open sky, because when you're reading the newspapers and you're looking at what's happening around us, I mean, many people are not very happy at the moment what's happening with the enormous political problems, the problems with democracy and the problems with the environment. There are such gigantic problems for which nobody has any good solution. And being able to meditate gives really an open sky. So that's what it means to be with Osho for me.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing and for your beautiful contribution to the world of Osho. I think Sannyas Wiki is a fantastic project. It's very valuable, and I totally support you. And it's been a real pleasure connecting with you and listening to your story. So I send you lots of love and a big hug.
Thank you. Thank you. Big hug from me too. And I hope we meet one day.
Absolutely. If you travel to Asia, I'm here in Singapore, and I might go to Europe, but not in the short term. It's too far.
All right. We'll see. But anyway, thank you for making your beautiful blog.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. And thank you again for what you're doing with Sannyas Wiki. Lots of love.
Great. Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Love of Show podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. Visit loveoshow.com for new episodes, blogs, and much more.